This is Fresh Air. Doo-wop was the glue that held together much of the pop music of the 50s and early 60s. Today, rock and roll historian Ed Ward has a profile of three guys who, he says, did it better than most.
The rock and roll artists I feel sorriest for are not the ones you might expect, the talented ones who never made it. Oh, I feel sorry for them, of course, but what must be worse is to be what I call an and the. You know, like Martha and the Vandellas or Shep and the Limelights. It's rare enough that we learn Martha or Shep's last name, but only the most committed trivia buff could name a Vandella or a Limelight. As often as not, this is because the and the's come and go. They're interchangeable and exist mostly to focus attention on the big name. But right off the top of my head, I can think of a very notable exception to this rule.
No, I love you like I do.
No,
I do.
Don't know why I love you. Don't know why I care. I just want your love to share. And I wonder why I love you like I do. Is it because I think you love me too? I wonder why I love you like I do. Like I do.
Dion and the Belmonts were the first white vocal group to really absorb the black vocal group tradition and make it their own. Dion DiMucci himself was born to be in showbiz. His dad had a group called the Martin Brothers that played resorts and supper clubs, and Dion had been singing since he was five. As a young boy, he'd been profoundly influenced by Hank Williams, but as a teenager, it was the street corner singing of black kids that held his ear. Dion's first shot at the big time was with a group called the Timberlanes, but their record, The Chosen Few, never got anywhere. In 1957, he found three guys from his neighborhood near Belmont Avenue in the Bronx, Fred Milano, Angelo Dalio, and Carlo Mastrangelo, and Dion and the Belmonts were born. As you could hear a minute ago on their first record, I Wonder Why, the four singers functioned well as a group, and the Belmonts also offered solid accompaniment for Dion's voice. Their career really took off after they'd come back from the disastrous Winter Dance Party Tour of 1959. They'd fooled around with that other famous and the group, Buddy Holly and the Crickets, until Holly's famous fatal plane crash. Laurie Records, for whom Dion and the Belmonts recorded, kept giving them terrible songs to record, but managed to score with this one in the spring of 1959.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart, 'cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy.
Teenager in Love, Dion later told an interviewer, was considered a, quote, faggy, unquote, song back in the Bronx. So heaven knows what his peers thought when they heard their version of Rodgers and Hart's Where or When. By 1960, Dion and the Belmonts were Splitsville. Dion had acquired a mighty heroin habit that would take him another 8 years to beat. But during that time, he would make a lot of fine music, including some of the best of the teen idol pop of the era. After that came the classic Abraham, Martin & John, and perhaps the definitive version of Tom Waits' Looking for the Heart of Saturday Night. These days, he records only contemporary Christian material, and his voice is as good as ever. And the Belmonts? Well, judging from their subsequent career, maybe it was their taste that was kind of lame, since they went on to record one more decent record, Tell Me Why, before dropping onto the supper club circuit.
Tell me why the stars in the sky are the same kind of
But that's a hard judgment to make. The bottom line was, these guys liked to sing, and they sang very well, which is maybe why they did sticky arrangements of standards. All I know for sure is that they got together in 1971 to record one of the most beautiful albums of all time.
I'm through with my own love. I loved her through and through. I'm searching for a new love. Can that new love be you? Ba-do, 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 ba-do.
The album was called Cigars Acapella Candy, and it featured only their three voices, occasionally enhanced by the miracle of overdubbing, in arrangements by Bob Feldman and Belmont Fred Milano, singing everything from Stevie Wonder's Loving You Is Sweeter Than Ever to their old favorite, Where or When. But the masterpiece is this selection, nearly 5 minutes long, in which they go through every street corner dip, dip, and bomb, bomb, calling it Street Corner Symphony. It summed up an era in breathtaking fashion, while it also reminded us of Dion and the Belmonts.
Wah, 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 wah. Oh, bah, bah, bah. Dum, 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 dum. Dum-de-doo-be-dum. Dum-dum-dum-dum. Dum-de-doo-be-dum.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, the Rolling Stone history of rock and roll, and he writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.